to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Edgewood man convicted in a shooting at the Harford Mall last June has been sentenced to 65 years in prison. 35-year-old Wesley Lyons Jr. was found guilty of attempted second-degree murder, reckless endangerment, and multiple gun charges in December. According to a local paper, prosecutors were seeking a 93-year sentence, citing other gun and drug charges against Lyons, along with an armed robbery conviction from 2009. The judge did sentence Lyons to 93 years, but suspended all but 65. Celebrity advocate Paris Hilton delivered virtual testimony to a Maryland General Assembly committee in support of House Bill 497, the Preventing Abduction in Youth Transport Act. The legislation introduced by Delegate Vaughn Stewart would prohibit companies that take children to residential child care programs from using certain restraints unless there is an immediate and serious risk of dangerous or disruptive behavior. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Spring training continues today. Pitchers and catchers hitting the field at 9 a.m. Orioles GM Mike Elias yesterday giving injury updates on Felix Bautista. They'll handle him with care in the preseason. On Trevor Rogers, a subluxation of his kneecap. He's out for a while. And Jorge Mateo progressing nicely but won't be ready for opening day. Someone who is ready is Maryland basketball's Derek Queen.
Rice in some trouble. Underneath, and Geronimo, no, but the tip by Queen.
Yeah, he just keeps moving.
Kevin Kugler with the call on BTN. Queen with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Maryland rolls the Huskers 83-75. The Terps are 19-6 on the year, a projected 7 seed in the NCAAs. And the 67th Daytona 500 is the weekend sports headliner. Chase Briscoe sits on the pole for Joe Gibbs Racing. Bubba Wallace wins the Tier 1 qualifier yesterday, and President Trump expected to be there. Coming up in 30 minutes, the USA comes up big. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Enjoy the sunshine while you have it. Clouds and rain on the way for the rest of the weekend. Today, a cool afternoon, 38. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 40 the high. And more rain Sunday, 58 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 27 degrees in Westminster, 34 in Easton, and 30 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day. That's right, if you forgot, don't worry. It's only 9 a.m. at this point. You can still get to the store and get a Valentine's Day gift for your significant other. And hopefully, Brian, the producer, hopefully you went and got your gifts. Hopefully you're all set for today. He says, yes, he is. Well, that's good. That's good. Oh, man, you made it to the weekend, so congratulations to everyone. And I really do appreciate you guys tuning in here every weekday to Kim Klasick Live, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I do know that you have options, and I appreciate you guys tuning in here. We've got a lot to talk about today, a little bit of fun today, believe it or not. We've got some fun topics to discuss. I don't know if everybody saw President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday, but he had some what the kids would call bangers. And that is because he's had some one-liners lately that has really, really has turned social media upside down. In case you missed it, he was asked a couple questions about the tariffs in Canada. And as he responded, he said, well, you know, Governor Trudeau, I spoke to him. He's still talking like, you know, as if Canada will be the 51st state. So he's calling him Governor Justin Trudeau. So that got a lot of people fired up. And then there was somebody else in the press pool yesterday asking questions because, gosh, I think it was the Prime Minister of India was there. And this individual had a very thick accent. And just like he did about a week ago, he says, look, I can't understand you. And I and, you know, the way that he says it, it's kind of like as soon as this gentleman started speaking, I think I'm listening. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, it's hard to hear what he's trying to say. So you just listen a lot closer. Right. You're trying to get every, you know, five words to try to put it together. You know, the question in your mind. President Trump, he just looks at the guy and you could tell like he just disengages almost immediately. And then he just throws his hands up and he shrugs his shoulders and he's like, I can't understand you. And of course, there was somebody in the room with the administration, this young woman. She goes, oh, Mr. President, let me try to translate for you. Meanwhile, this guy was, in fact, speaking English, but his accent was so heavy. And President Trump, he did not care to take the time to try to figure it out. He really just moves like a savage boss at this point. And this isn't the first time he's done this. Like I said, he did it again last week as he was standing there in front of the press at the White House. And there was a young woman, and she had a very thick accent. And he looked at her, and you could tell that, and he said, he's like, look, you've got a beautiful voice. I just can't understand a word you're saying. And it's like, you know, he wasn't trying to be rude. And you know what it also makes me think is that we're finally getting away from all of this political correctness, too. You know, it's like here he is saying, I don't understand you. I don't really care to understand you. If somebody else here wants to tell me what he's trying to say, that's great. But there would have come a time where, you know, we definitely saw this during the Barack Obama years where they would like really just kind of bend over backwards and be like, oh, gosh, well, let's try to make sure that we hear this individual. Let's, you know, can you write it down? Is there somebody here? You know what I mean? Like going over the top to try to understand what this individual is saying. And meanwhile, again, it's not racist. It's not like President Trump is saying anything in such a mean way. He would just say, look, I can't understand you, you know, but I was saying so many years ago. He would have been dragged across every newspaper with a scathing headline, you know, President Trump racist against a reporter with an accent, you know, all those things. But I looked this morning and I didn't see one headline written in that way. Not one. It's like even the liberal newspapers, the liberal rags, those they have now finally taken the hint. They've gotten a clue that President Trump just doesn't care. And President Trump supporters, we really don't care. And we most likely, I would say 95% of us agree If you can't understand them, you can't understand them. Next question. I know it sounds awful. I get it. But you know what? And I will say this, and I think I told you guys this, even when I ran for office in 2020, I had to get like a speech coach, like a vocal coach, because my voice was so high pitch, and I never really worked on it previously, right? I knew I had a high pitched voice. I knew this, okay? But, you know, somebody had to come in and actually teach me how to kind of bring it down a few octaves, right? The way that I speak, even here on the radio show, is not how I speak normally in real life, in case you didn't know that. My voice is much more high pitched naturally, but I go out of my way to try to make it not so high pitched so it doesn't hurt your ears as much. Because it does. Sometimes it sounds awful. And I understand that not a lot of people can understand me when I'm speaking in my regular pitch. I get it. I got it. And I said, all right, let's work on it. Thank you for the criticism. And let's make sure that I do better. And so maybe perhaps that reporter that was in the press pool yesterday, maybe he'll think about this as well. We'll see. But anyways, I just wanted to bring that to you because a lot of the videos are circulating President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday. Speaking of which, you know what? I do have some sound here because Caitlin Collins of CNN, she was in the Oval Office yesterday. And as President Trump was signing the executive order to place tariffs on countries that have placed tariffs on the U.S., which, and a lot of people, by the way, what I saw Democrats, I saw independents, a lot of people agree with this. If there's a country that placed tariffs on us and we didn't reciprocate that, many people will question, why is that? And so President Trump yesterday was signing this executive order, and he said, look, you know, if they place tariffs on us, we're going to answer the call. And so Caitlin Collins of CNN, she had a question about it. Take a listen.
Well, that's a good one.
Mr. President, you've won the White House in part because of high inflation. If your tariffs make prices go up...
Excuse me, we haven't asked you to speak yet, please. Right? Okay.
And that was Caitlin Collins, as you heard there. She was asking about inflation, and she's saying, well, if you place these tariffs on these other countries, you know, a lot of these prices will go up. And that could be the case. Caitlin might not be wrong, right? We've talked about this before. But he says, look, nobody asked you to speak. And that's true. She was just calling out in the Oval Office as if, you know, I'm Caitlin Collins from CNN, and I think that I have, you know, the clout to do so. No, Caitlin, you don't. You don't. Just like every other reporter in that room, whether they're from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, or what have you, when they say, hey, you're allowed to ask questions, then the press will chime in. They didn't say that at that point in time. He was just signing the executive order. And he says, look, nobody asked you to speak. Nobody asked you. Again, this is getting rid of the political correctness. It really is. Because any other time, what headline would you have seen? After he said something like that to Caitlin Collins, you would have saw, oh, President Trump being sexist again. President Trump hushing a lady, hushing a woman in the Oval Office, right? Those would be the headlines. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, there were no headlines that were written in that way. They've gotten the hint. It's finally all happening. We are getting our country back. How exciting is this? Right? We're not going to treat people differently because of their gender, because of their sexual orientation. I can't wait to see all that go away. I cannot wait. And as many of you know, I have nothing against the LGBTQIA community. Nothing at all. Okay? You go be free. You go be happy. Your love life does not concern me. Okay? But that's the thing. You know, this entire time, and this is when people say, oh, you're homophobic, you're transphobic. No, we just don't want to talk about your sexual relations. I don't want to talk about it. I don't care. You know, in the military, it used to be don't ask, don't tell. Why do we start telling? Don't tell me anything about it. I don't walk around and tell you about my love life. Why on earth do I want to care and know about yours? I don't. And so we were labeled all these things, right, that we were phobics because we didn't really care to hear about somebody's love life. I can't wait for all of that to disappear. And I think we are getting closer. I really do. I really do. So I don't know. What are you guys planning to do for Valentine's Day today? I do want to ask that question. I do want to ask. So just so you know, I've always looked at Valentine's Day as just like a Hallmark A Hallmark holiday. I've never looked at it as like an actual holiday. To me, it's something that Hallmark kind of made up. They were able to capitalize on it. I'm okay with capitalism. Yeah, chocolate. Yeah, chocolate. Thank you, Brian, the producer. Lots of chocolate out there. You know what? I always forget about chocolate because I don't really like chocolate. But I, you know, and so I look at it as like, look, you know what? It was a good play, a good business move. I mean, if you think about it, there's really kind of sort of a holiday every month. And if you're going to survive, whether it's, you know, you're selling, you know, the cards, the candies, all these other things, because then you got Easter coming up, St. Patrick's Day, you know, why not? Capitalize on it. Why not? Right? But I never looked at it as like a true holiday. So it was interesting. My daughter Olivia gets up this morning because they're having like their Valentine's Day class party. And she was like, Happy Valentine's Day, Mommy. You know, and I'm like, Happy Valentine's Day. You know, she's so cute. And I was like, all right, we're definitely going to go to dinner. We're going to go to dinner really early, right? Before like the couples get there. So we're going to go super early. And of course, I have candy and stuff to give her. But she was so excited, and she said, today's a big holiday. You know, for them, it's a huge holiday. I also have some of my friends that are also very single, and they were going out to the Galentine's. That's what they call it, Galentine's Day dinners. They did that yesterday. I saw some pictures on Instagram, and that's when all the girls get together and just go out and dress up and, I guess, take pictures for social media and, you know, go out and have drinks and stuff like that. You know, it's a fun holiday. It is. And this is what I brought up during the morning drive tease, because this is now a huge debate on social media. And I don't think it's debatable. I don't think it's debatable. If you haven't noticed, in some of the stores, right, whether it's, you know, some of the drugstores or wherever they sell these cards, Hallmark has them as well. There are now Valentine's Day cards that are labeled for your work husband and your work wife. And so apparently, you know, if you're a guy and there's a woman at your job that's like helping you organize, or you're always having conversation, laughing, go to lunch, you know, and vice versa on the other side, apparently some people are calling that their work husband and their work wife. And then when they get home, they have their actual husband and their actual wife. I don't know about this. I don't know about this one. Look, I don't consider myself insecure in any stretch of the imagination, but I don't know. I might feel some kind of way if my husband came home and said, oh, you know, my work wife loved her Valentine's Day gift. I don't, I'm like, really? Cause I didn't love mine. How about that? I don't know. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I think it goes a little over the top. I could be old-fashioned, but you can definitely weigh in on it. Also, we're going to get to the town hall that happened yesterday with Congressman Steny Hoyer and the congresswoman for the 3rd District. They're still talking about DOGE. Democrats are still very upset. We'll get into that. But first, it is Friday, so we're going to go over to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management, and he has our morning market flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Valentine's Day. How
Happy
are you?
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm doing well, doing well.
Today's going to be hopefully a joyful day for many that are out there. I'm sure we'll see folks selling flowers all over the place today, right?
Oh, yeah, true. yep, that is true.
Very true. So as far as the U.S. Economy, the stock market, things kind of taking place here this morning, the futures are, in fact, down here today currently. I think the big word right now, Kim, for today's activity this Friday, February 14th, is reciprocation. And why I say that is because of the reciprocal tariffs that President Donald Trump is now discussing. But right now, the Dow futures are off about 47 points. The S&P 500 futures are about flat, maybe down about a point, Kim. And the NASDAQ futures also off about 8 points currently. And what we're seeing as far as activity, which I think is kind of unique in the markets overall, you know, with the Dow being down, the S&P being down, the NASDAQ, is are we kind of starting to maybe have a little bit of a pause here to the new year? We're about midway point through February as far as activity and looking at the markets. Yesterday, Trump signed kind of a memorandum, again, on laying out a plan to impose these levies on goods from countries with duties on U.S. products. And I think the lack of immediate tariffs initially yesterday maybe boosted some of the investor confidence, saw the equity markets move higher yesterday. We saw a lot of activity, believe it or not, in the NASDAQ, Kim, in particular. To remind your listeners, the NASDAQ is the index that's comprised of a lot of technology stocks. So we saw a lot of IT companies, tech stocks kind of running a little bit here yesterday on Thursday's activity. It remains to be seen what's going to happen for today. I think that traders and investors were also kind of seemingly relieved after we saw the PPI, that's the January's producer price index, and the CPI, the consumer price index, reporting their reports earlier this week, kind of suggesting overall that a softer reading right now based on the personal consumption expenditures. So that may, of course, play into the Fed, their reaction with regards to interest rates, inflation. We could see these interest rates here remain fairly steady. I think some people are waiting to see if rates potentially could be reduced again, but that may not be the case, Kim. We may be at this point in time here for the foreseeable future as far as interest rates. So I think people have to really brace themselves for that type of activity. But overall, we're following the markets here again today, as we always do. Markets haven't opened yet, so we still have to get through the remainder of the day. But thus far, things are looking stable. But we'll be back on Monday. Monday we're closed. I should let your investors know, your listeners know, in observance of President's Day, U.S. stock markets are, in fact, closed Monday. So we'll be back on Tuesday morning, Kim, for the Morning Market Flash. Have a great weekend, and again, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Tim. You too.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday. If you don't have a Valentine, don't worry. Lots of people don't. I don't know why people make a big deal about that. It's one less gift you have to buy, okay? Like, if it's payday Friday and you have a Valentine's, and, you know, no offense to people that do, but it's payday Friday, you got to take them out to dinner, right? You got to get the gifts. Just feel like it's a blessing if you don't have a Valentine's Day. I'll never understand why people are like, I'm sad. You know, again, like my friends, they'll get very sad if they don't have a Valentine. And I'm thinking that's less money to spend. I don't, you know, who cares? Who cares? Well, anyways, I did say before the break, a little bit about the work husband and work wife cards that they're now selling. I don't consider myself insecure, but I think that I would probably think twice about that if my husband said, oh, I got to go get a gift for my work wife. Now, and then what happens if your work wife gift is better than your actual gift for your wife? Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that fight? Oh, man. And I know they say choose your battles, but I would choose that battle right there. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I did note also, because it was a really funny story. It made me think about a couple things when I saw this debate that was happening online with the work wife and the work husband. I'll never forget. Of course, you know, I was married at one point in time. I was married for 8 years. And I'll never forget. It was around Christmas. And my ex-husband came home and there was like this big... He was at like some work Christmas party or something like that, right? He comes home. He was like, Kimberly. And I thought something happened, right? I was like, oh, what's going on, right? I thought something happened. He's like, Kimberly, I need to talk to you, right? So he pulls out his like, it's like this little briefcase bag thing. And he says, here you go. Here you go. Somebody had given him a Christmas card with glitter all over it. And glitter was coming off of it. And he's like, look, I was not anywhere today. I was at work. Yes, he says there's glitter all over my hands. There's glitter in the car. He was so worried. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, it's a lot of glitter. And I just want to be very clear that it's this card right here. So he shows me the card. He puts it on the counter. And sure enough, I pick up the card. And all this glitter starts falling off the card. Because it was like a reindeer with all like this, had like glitter on it. I don't know. But whoever made this card, I guess they did not seal it with, like, you know how they got the spray glue that they should like really seal the glitter on? Well, they didn't do a very good job with this card that he received. And he was like, yo, I need you to take a look at this now, okay? He was so serious. And I was like, you know what? That's love right there. That's love. He wanted to make sure that I knew that the glitter came from the card. So if anybody's out there and you have a work wife or a work husband, at least make sure the glitter factor, is it really, you know what I mean? Like, explain everything you need to explain, okay? Really do. And then I also wonder, what if you have someone at your job that has a crush on you, but it's not reciprocal? Like, you don't really care about them at all. That could put somebody else in a really tough spot, too. Because, I mean, what are you going to say? Like, oh, no, I can't accept your gift. Because, you know, I guess you could say that, or you could leave it on your desk maybe at work. You know what? I never thought about this until I saw this whole thing with the work wife, work husband cards. I don't know. I just want to say from my point of view, don't engage in stuff like that. If you want to keep your spouse, I would say leave that alone. Leave that alone. But believe it or not, this is why it was a big debate online. There were a lot of people that said that they didn't care that their spouse had a work husband or a work wife. There was one guy, actually, he was really, people were firing him up. He said, look, I know that my wife has a work husband, and I don't care because he's helped her get a promotion and all this other stuff. And I was thinking, really? Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's a security thing. Maybe he knows that it's absolutely platonic and he doesn't care at all. I don't know. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. I just wanted to throw that out there. I did see Rick. Thanks for sharing this, because this is, you know, kind of like a Valentine's Day gift. Rick says, Kim, all up and down Reisterstown Road, a gallon of gas is $2.99. Thank you, President Trump. That comes from Rick. Well, Rick, guess what? That's a Valentine's Day gift for me. Don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that. All right, if you want to weigh in on anything of this, you know, the Valentine's Day, whether you want to give a story or whether or not you want to tell me about how you're celebrating and all that good stuff, you can always call me. I'm here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We will get into some of these stories that I'm getting in the text line. I will definitely answer the phones when we get back. And then also, we're going to go over to this town hall, right? I know it's not all fun and games on Friday. We're going to go over to the town hall that was hosted by Congressman Steny Hoyer out of the 5th District and Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith in the 3rd District. And of course, they were talking to federal employees about what's to come because of DOGE. Yes, they're still very upset about this. God forbid. God forbid our government is transparent and cutting waste and fraud. We'll talk about all that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky says a Russian drone with high explosive warhead hit the protective containment structure surrounding a reactor at the Chernobyl nuclear plant. The UN's Atomic Agency says there's no detectable increase in radiation levels. President Trump says the U.S. and India have a deal. It will increase American military sales to India by billions of dollars. Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio head the U.S. delegation to the Munich Security Conference. The future of Ukraine is high on the agenda. Committed to reducing the size and the cost of government, the Trump administration has let some federal workers go, probationary workers. Thousands of more jobs are on the chopping block. Southern California facing the ongoing risk of rock and mudslides in areas where earlier wildfires have left the hillsides bare. More details at srnnews.com.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com. That's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, apparently not all the pitchers and catchers are in Sarasota for the start of spring training. General Mike Elias revealing yesterday that Tomoyuki Sugamo having visa issues in Japan, and Zach Eflin and his wife had a baby boy. Congratulations to them. And apparently pitchers and catchers not the only players in attendance yesterday. A majority of the club's position players were in attendance. Among them, Ryan Mountcastle, Tyler O'Neill, Heston Kerstad, Colton Cowser, and Jordan Westberg. Four Nations hockey last night in Montreal, and it was a blowout.
Matt Boldy skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass, Kachuk, check from behind, tries a back shot, score! Brady Kachuk banked it off UC Saros. Second effort from Kachuk.
Using with the call on ESPN, the Kachuk brothers, Matt and Brady, combined for four goals, a statement by the U.S. All over the finish, 6-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Baltimore football legend soldiers on. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Today is the best looking day out of the weekend. Even though it is a bit chilly, it's our one day of sunshine. There's rain on the way tomorrow and Sunday. Today, a cool afternoon, 38 the high. Temperatures tonight, mid to upper 20s. Some rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. 40 the high tomorrow. That rain overnight mixing with some light snow and sleet and more rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Panama Canal. It's crucially important that people understand that this is a serious matter and that no president since Reagan has ever brought it up. Neither of the Bushes. No Republican in the Senate or the House has ever brought it up. Donald Trump brought it up. Donald Trump wants to do something about it.
Mark Levin, weeknights, 7 to 10, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. You made it to the weekend. And it's also Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day for all those that celebrate. I was telling a couple stories before the break, and I know some people want to weigh in, so we're going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Mark in Bowley's Quarters. Mark, you wanted to weigh in on Valentine's Day?
Good morning, Tim, my radio wife. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. I just want to give you a quick story about my wife and I and how we met. We'll be married 21 years later on in March.
Nice.
We met on a Yahoo chat line, strictly by accident. She was checking out my profile while I was checking out hers, and I had to import her because she was in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
We dated off and on for about 2 months by me commuting to Indiana or her coming here before she finally decided to move here. And we've been together, like I said, it'll be 20 years in March.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. So that really worked out. So you guys just happened to be on this chat line at the same time.
At the same time. I was actually in the wrong chat room.
Oh, okay.
I was going to a different chat room, and actually I clicked on hers.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, wow, it's right. And things do happen for a reason, I guess.
Yes. Yes, I would say so. Well, happy Valentine's Day. Congratulations. And that's a great story. Hopefully more people will find love accidentally like that.
Yep. Strictly by accident.
Yeah. Awesome.
Take care and have a happy day as well.
Yep, you too. Have a great weekend. What a great story. So he just happened to be in the chat room, just happened to click on her profile. She happened to click on his. You know what? That sounds to me like that was meant to be. I mean, because who would even call that? Really? I've got Don in Connecticut. Don, do you have a story for us?
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
No, I'm going to get some slack for this, because if you're a married woman and you got a work wife, make sure when he leaves the house that you're all dressed up and then you look all pretty, like you're going to the city. Because you may never see him again.
Oh, no. You know what, Don? I think, look, I could kind of see where that could happen. I think it's inappropriate, honestly. I do.
But if you're a man, bring home some roses, you know, if she's going to do all that, and then dim the lights, turn the music, pour the wine, and get ready for a little love, but act grown up around the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, Don, that's great advice. Thank you so much for calling all the way in from Connecticut. I hope you have a great weekend. Everybody. I think everybody's going to be cool and chill around any children. I got a text here from Tim. Tim said, Kim, my wife woke up to flowers, chocolate, and a card on the table. Tonight she will come home from work to a homemade crab ravioli and seafood risotto. That sounds great. Yes, she is spoiled. Yes, she is, Tim. Good job. Crab ravioli and seafood. You know what? You're going to have to share this recipe in the text. We're not going to let you get away with that, Tim. You got to share that. Let us know how we're going to make crab ravioli. And I love risotto. Seafood. Yeah, can you send that over here? Could you do that for me, Tim? I got Tom in Catonsville. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, yeah, good morning. Yeah, spoil them while you got them.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
You know, but I was calling about the Doge situation. I'm sure we've all seen our fearless leaders here in Maryland, and Mfume, Elfrith, Johnny O, Ben Holland, and also Brooks leading the charge to stop throwing our money, or to keep throwing our money, down a rat hole. Yeah. One congressman gave it away when he said, Elon Musk, get your musty hands off our money.
Yeah.
They think it's their money. They don't think it's our money. When we have to go online and clip a digital coupon to save a dollar on this or a dollar on that, and then we hear them throwing millions and billions down a rat hole, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
People need to remember these people when it comes time for elections. And I just heard something this morning. Back in the Biden administration, the Government Accounting Office came out and admitted to us losing more than $500 billion a year in waste, fraud, and abuse. So my question to those Congress people out there leading the charge, what did you do in the Biden administration if you were there? What legislation did you sponsor or co-sponsor to find this waste, fraud, and abuse, to stop it, to cut it, to claw it back? The answer, I'm pretty sure, is nothing. So I will remember every one of them. Even though I can't vote for all of them, I can support their opponents all around the country, and I will remember them come election time.
Yeah, same here, Tom. Great point. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, this goes right into the next topic here, which is Doge and the town hall that was hosted by Congressman Steny Hoyer out of the 5th District here in Maryland and Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith, and she's in the 3rd District here in Maryland. You know, when you do see them putting up a fight, and I know I've been saying this now for 2 weeks, because it's bizarre. Sarah Elfrith and Johnny Olszewski, they've been front and center at these protests. They are freshmen. Okay, as far as I know, and as far as I'm concerned, they haven't had their hands in this pot, so to speak. So why would they get involved in something like this? Now, you know, they could have been pressured, possibly. And again, even Senator Angela Alsobrooks been out there. Maybe they've been pressured by other colleagues of theirs. Maybe those that helped them get elected has been pressuring them. But if you were truly, and I mean truly, trying to save your career, if you truly do care about the American people, because that's what Johnny ran on, right? That's what a lot of them ran on. It's like, look, he said, I'm transparent. I care. I want to do the right thing. What's, you know, best interest of my constituents? What's in best interest of your constituents right now, if you're looking at this, you know, the big picture, is to be on the side of actual transparency and cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. It really doesn't make any sense. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, and Johnny O's on this side too, those that voted against the Lake and Riley Act. Okay? Why would you vote against holding criminally charged illegal aliens accountable and deporting them from this country? It makes no sense, even politically. And I've heard the ICE director here in Maryland, Matthew Elliston, I think his name is, I think he said this too. He said, look, I've been racking my brain on this. What politically do they get out of this? And the only thing I can still come up with is the money piece, right? I mean, if you've got like sanctuary city policies or sanctuary state policies, and you are, you know, housing illegal immigrants, you know, putting them in quote unquote attainable housing, as Johnny calls it, you know, he could possibly be getting kickbacks. Again, this is alleged, right? This is me just kind of brainstorming. I have no idea if this is what's going on. But I guess you could possibly get kickbacks in a scenario like that, right? When it comes to, you know, the food, you know, the cell phones, all these other things that a lot of these illegal immigrants are receiving, that part, I don't see how you would get a kickback out of any of those things. And I have been thinking about this. I really have. Because I don't understand why anybody would want some of these criminally charged illegal immigrants here in this country. I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. They're causing crimes, right? They're driving up the homicide rate, the non-fatal shooting rate, the sexual harassment and sexual abuse and rape rates. I mean, why would you want that in such a blue state where if any of those numbers go on a rise, a lot of constituents are looking at the Democrats that are elected officials, right? Why would you want to import more crime? It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. Well, anyways, like I said, they hosted a town hall yesterday, and Channel 11 has the audio for this. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
This virtual town hall had a lot of questions from constituents about Social Security, about President Trump's freeze on federal funds, but most of all, what is happening with federal workers?
I hope that all the federal workers understand and know that there are people that are fighting for them.
Rob Shriver is with Democracy Forward, one of the organizations filing lawsuits across the country. They say federal workers have been unfairly targeted by the Trump administration with an unfunded buyout and layoffs targeting certain agencies.
When we talk about federal employees, we're talking about services to every single American, and that's what makes this fight so, so important.
Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith joined Congressman Steny Hoyer and Democracy Forward for a virtual town hall Thursday. They wanted to hear concerns of constituents affected by changes enacted by the Trump administration.
This is unprecedented, unacceptable, and the very way to destroy the efficiency and effectiveness of government that DOGE so claims to be a proponent of.
Representatives Elfrith and Hoyer say they are meeting with unions and filing legislation to put a stop to these changes. But Democrats are in the minority in Congress, so lawsuits are probably the best way to fight it.
That's why it's so important that we support these actions like Democracy Forward, like the unions in the court system. That third check and balance our Constitution empowers us to have.
In the meantime, federal workers who are laid off can take action.
In addition to those, law union can pursue relief through the grievance arbitration process. There also are administrative avenues for remedies through the Office of Special Counsel and the Merit System Protection Board.
In Woodlawn, Kim Dacey, TV 11 News.
All right. So I have yet to hear where anybody was cut off financially. Okay. I have yet to hear where this has affected a federal worker where they are no longer receiving a paycheck from the federal government. I have not heard of that. If you've heard of that, I would love to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. As of right now, and I was scouring the internet and trying to figure it out, I haven't seen where anybody was laid off to the point where they were also not receiving pay. And I also didn't see where there were really many layoffs. And it looks like they're still discussing the buyout. Here's the thing. When you're looking at this in totality, right, if you're Steny Hoyer or Sarah Elfrith, you're probably afraid because, and I guess this is the only reason why some of these freshmen might be in on it, because you were absolutely unable to bring more career opportunities to the state of Maryland, especially through the private sector. That's the only thing I can think on why they would be so upset about cutting some of these federal government jobs and employees that aren't doing much is because they know for a fact they can't get more opportunities to the state. They've built this entire state. And this is what's so crazy about Maryland being like one of the top states to live. You take the federal government jobs out of the picture, it's not one of the top states to live. Right? The members of Congress, those in office, honestly, they just skate by on the fact that most of the careers and the jobs here are taxpayer funded. So it's like they don't really have to come up with anything else. And now President Trump, he is talking about putting some of these agencies in different states and spreading it all out, not just having everything in the state of Maryland. Again, that kind of blows their cover. Because then you will see that many of those is even, you know, Governor Wes Moore saying, oh, we've got more job numbers. We got this, we got that. You know, he's reporting that the jobs number is high as he added 5,000 jobs himself to the state government. And they are taxpayer funded, obviously. And so they would have to then admit that the jobs report and all this stuff, you know, that they've been celebrating and patting each other on the back for, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. They would have to admit that. And I don't think they're ready to do it. So that's why they're putting up such a fight. That's why they're filing these lawsuits. Because these members of Congress would then quite literally have to do their job. And I don't think they're capable of it. I mean, how many times have we sat here and noted that I don't think many of the elected officials can run a lemonade stand? I don't think they can. We're told every year, all these elected officials, they go down to Las Vegas. They have this big conference. They're supposed to be bringing back, you know, all these corporations to come have meetings here in Maryland so that they want to open up shop here. That never happens. They take the trip. They take the trip to Nevada on our tax dollars, but they never bring back any career opportunities. They don't bring anything back. You know, I question every year, why do they go? They never seem to come back with anything. It seems to me that it's just like a way for them to party it up with their colleagues in Vegas. If we're being honest, that's what it looks like to me. I've got Jay in Catonsville. Jay, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Doing well.
Just want to bring up one point. Little research, didn't take much, found out that Bill Clinton terminated 377,000 federal employees back in 1993. And that was the 1 year that the budget was balanced in the U.S. Buyouts take place in corporations, you know, well as I do.
Right.
Businesses that have a bottom line, they have to adhere to that bottom line. You know, when business goes down, they cut employees. It's a sad thing. You know, no one wants to see that happen. But yet, my question is, if these employees are so valuable to the government, when these jobs are cut, usually private sector steps in to fill gaps when there's a need. If these employees are so valuable, they should have no problem finding a job out in the private sector. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I would think so. But of course, you know, I don't think it's set up that way. I think there's a lot of cushy jobs out there and they don't want to admit that they aren't really, you know, necessary in these positions.
And one more thing, if I could, Kim, found out today that the city of Frederick, Maryland is going to let any citizen within its borders or boundaries vote in the next election. And all you need is a proof of ID or proof of, you know, some letter or anything like that. Legal, non-legal residents. And, the city, the mayor up there, he's already on a tirade against Trump and what Trump is doing. But people don't realize when you let that happen, you could swell the voter rolls by 4 to 5% just in the city of Frederick by itself.
Yeah.
And that's something people really in Maryland need to keep an eye on as to what will be happening in the future.
Yeah. No, Jay, thank you so much for bringing that up, because if it's happening in Frederick, I'm sure they're going to spread it out to other jurisdictions.
They're taking their marching orders from Tacoma Park and other cities across the country that are already doing this.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. Well, Jay, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Kim. Bye.
Thank you. And, you know, this is something that Kate Sullivan talked about a little bit when we had her on the show. That was months ago. I should text her or call her and see if she can tell us, you know, any of the updates here, because that is happening in Frederick. And when it first came out that they were going to do it, this was before the 2024 election, because there was a lot of confusion on whether or not Frederick was going to allow that to happen this past November. And they said, oh, no, that doesn't go into effect yet. So now it is going to go into effect for the 2026 election cycle, and it does open it up to fraud. It definitely opens it up to if illegal immigrants wanted to vote. Because remember, it was a Frederick mayor, as Jay pointed out. He was very upset as soon as President Trump announced that ICE would be coming to town and that they would have to cooperate with ICE to deport some of these criminally charged illegal aliens. The mayor of Frederick was like, not here, because this is part of the plan. This is all part of the plan here. We get back, we'll continue on this conversation, because I just want to make sure people understand why it is so confusing at this point when it comes to the buyout. I know people are blaming Republicans, they're blaming Trump, they're blaming Elon Musk, but I just want to point out the root of this.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
And how refreshing it is. Put aside your political differences. And just think about what a dramatic shift and change in terms of transparency and an ability of a president to have a wide range of questions. I mean, everything from about every country, reciprocal tariffs, China, India, Europe, the EU, a wide range of spontaneous topics, extemporaneous answers. The reporters are not predetermined. The questions are not predetermined. And he can go on and talk about this all day long. And we didn't have that for 4 years.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's been used as a store of value for thousands of years. It's known as a safe haven asset in times of uncertainty. It's breaking record after record this year, and many economists are predicting it could skyrocket even higher. Of course, I'm talking about the precious metal, gold. Right now, thousands of Americans are looking to precious metals like gold and silver to diversify their savings. Even central banks around the world are stocking up on gold. Is it time you learn more about what precious metals can do for you? Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. Right now, the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, is offering a free gold and silver kit to arm you with the facts about how gold could potentially help safeguard your retirement. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your copy of the 2025 Gold and Silver Kit free of charge. Plus, you could receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
All right, happy Friday. We're talking about the town hall that was hosted just yesterday by Congressman Steny Hoyer, Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith. And I did ask, I said, why is Sarah Elfrith on this town hall? Why is Johnny O protesting? These are all Senator Angela Alsobrooks. They're all rookies. They're freshmen, right? Their hands are not in the pot as of yet. So why would you get involved in any of this? I got a text here from John. John says, can Maryland freshman House Republicans and senators sold their objectivity to a soulless party? They are now mere water carriers and have lost all power to influence anything. They're lunatics. John, you're probably right in that. It's funny because you see some individuals, like, of course, you know, Senator Angela Alsobrooks, she was the county executive there in Prince George County, same with Johnny as the county executive of Baltimore County. They had a lot of influence in those positions, and they had obviously a lot of power, right? They were the executives there in those counties. They're now one of, what, 435 votes, I guess, at this point? So they've lost a lot of power. So I guess, you know, to try to keep things, you know, going in a direction where they can actually, you know, raise their name ID or have some kind of profile, I guess that's why they're in the front and center of this. But it's the wrong hill to die on. This is the wrong hill. You shouldn't have voted against the Laken Riley Act. You should want to deport criminally charged illegal immigrants, especially those that are violent. And you should want transparency in our United States government. And the fact that you were on the opposite side of both of these, that has to put you at risk for a great primary opponent. Forget about the Republicans for a second. Think about their primaries. I would think that Jim Brochin, and we're hearing more and more from him, I would think that he would try to primary Johnny O in 2026. And I think he can probably do it. And I think Johnny thinks it's cute right now for him in the front of these protests reading off, you know, a paper without being able to make eye contact with the camera. I think he's probably looking at this thinking, oh, I'm going to be a hot shot. I'll be a big dog. I can raise money off of all this protesting and, you know, being in front of the cameras. But if somebody like Jim Brochin appears in 2026 in that primary and he's talking common sense as he has been, I mean, we were talking about the interview he did with Chris Pabst just this week, pointing out that the teachers union has way too much control. Johnny O, former teacher, loves the teachers union. And there are a lot of people that agree with Brochin. So I don't know. Again, I don't see the play here. I don't see the play. Unless you don't have somebody that's really advising you. That could be. That could be. You never know. You never know. Just real quick, the WCBM poll yesterday, remember we were talking about Sheriff Kogan and whether or not he should resign for handing out that code that allowed sheriff deputies to take overtime pay? Well, just so you know, 88% of you believe that he should resign because of that. And I think this is still going to be a big story next week. Hopefully we'll have some comments that we can talk about from the sheriff. But I just wanted to make sure that you knew that a lot of you don't want him to still remain in that seat. All right, coming up next, we'll continue on the DOGE conversation, and we are going to talk about the Freedom Caucus in Maryland unveiling their energy plan. I'm glad that at least somebody's thinking about it.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation,